I'm Kevin Kelly. This is Live and Local, your connection to local music and more. And the forecast, unfortunately, not really great for the first annual Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival. However, it is a rain or shine event. Many of the events are indoors. Some of the ones that are outdoors will move indoors if necessary. But, of course, the way weather goes around here, it may or may not do what it says it will do. So it all starts tonight, and the reason I'm telling you this is that on the show today we have a continuation of what has been a series of live and local performances having to do with the CU Folk and Roots Festival, people who are going to be performing at that festival. And today we will have fiddler Liz Carroll. She's from Chicago, Irish-American, and plays a mean fiddle. She'll be performing a couple of times at the festival Friday evening. And then among the numerous guitarists and singer-songwriters playing on Saturday, guitarist John Elder will be with us in the later portion of the program. He'll be live with us. Liz Carroll is on Memorex, as it used to be said, from an interview I had with her yesterday, and we'll play some recordings of hers. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. Gershwin's Piano Preludes, as arranged for piano trio and performed by the Eroica Trio here on FM 90.9. Our broadcast comes from Campbell Hall for Public Telecommunication, thanks to the generosity of Allison Robert Campbell. Liz Carroll is an Irish-American fiddler, born in Chicago of Irish parents. She won the All-Ireland Senior Fiddle Championship when she a year after she took the All-Ireland title when she was just 18 years old, and went on to win lots of other awards, both in Ireland, and she's had has a National Heritage Fellowship Award back in the 90s, and lots of other things. More to the point, she's a wonderful player, and will be appearing at the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival. It's their first annual event. And as they said to me on the show on Tuesday, if you all would like for there to be a second annual, then come out and see the show. Liz Carroll performing Friday evening at 7 o'clock at the Independent Media Center in downtown Urbana, and then again at 9:30 at the Iron Post, also in downtown Urbana. Everything for the festival is in downtown Urbana at one venue or another, many venues operating simultaneously, so you can ramble around and catch lots of different events. For more information, it's cufolkandroots.org. I had a conversation with Liz Carroll yesterday by telephone. It was not the greatest connection, so I will just apologize in advance that it's not the best sound quality that we have ever had on this show. And we'll have a couple of recorded selections from two of her recordings as we progress. First thing I asked her about was the opportunity she had earlier this year on St. Patrick's Day to play for President Obama, part of, I guess, what is an annual event that the Speaker of the House hosts of Irish music, and the President is often in attendance, and Liz Carroll was the invited performer this time, along with John Doyle. That's what I asked her about.
Yeah, for St. Patrick's Day, I was there, and this was a great thing, because a lot of times, there's always been some Irish music involved with Nancy Pelosi's luncheon for the president this year, of course, and it started with Tip O'Neill being the Speaker of the House back in the Reagan era. But there's usually it has always come from Ireland, and they've just kind of chosen that way. And so this was great that they actually grab somebody from the United States and call it the Chicago Connection or whatever. It was a great phone call, and it was great to get asked to go to play for that luncheon on St. Patrick's Day. And yeah, the president was there, and I got to meet him and shake hands and banter a little bit about the White Sox and about being from Chicago. And we met the vice president as well, Biden, there, and that was terrific. And plus there were loads of people from the government in Ireland, both Northern Ireland and the South, there. And so it was really great. And yeah, we're still high from the experience.
Yeah, do you get the impression that President Obama is a music fan?
Yeah, I really do, actually, because you hear about him having Stevie Wonder and different musicians and poets and all come there. And I know that when we were playing, this is John Doyle and myself, John, my guitar player for many years, we're playing, and I'll tell you, you know, I'm not usually shy, but I had a hard time looking up, because every time he looked up, he was, you know, sitting there. He's really just about three arm lengths away, and he's really just watching the whole thing with a big grin on his face. So, yeah, hard to look up. Kept my head down, went, stop being nervous and just play away like you can. And so it was really wonderful. Great experience.
Yeah, I was curious because you hear, I haven't heard much about his interest in different kinds of music, but that's nice to know.
Yeah, it was just great.
When you come this weekend to Champaign-Urbana, who are you bringing with you?
I'm bringing a guitar player who I've played with for many years that's from Chicago. This is Jim Dewan. Jim is a great player of Irish music on the guitar, but he's also a very good singer in his own right, and a songwriter. And so I'm thinking we're going to be bringing a little bit of that to it. He has two sides. He's like he has a serious side, but he has a pretty darn funny side to songs, and has performed with somebody else that's at the festival, Robbie Falks, in Chicago, and they're good buddies and have kind of the same humor when they do sing a humorous song. So he's a great guy and a great, great musician. So it's the two of us that are coming.
And we're listening to an interview with Liz Carroll from yesterday morning between her and myself. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. We don't have a recording of her with the particular guitarist she's bringing to Champaign, or rather to Urbana tomorrow, but we do have one with the fellow with whom she played for the president, John Doyle. This is from their disc called In Play from 2005. And these are three reels called Rolling in the Barrel, The Laurel Tree, and O'Rourke's Reel. Thank you. Fiddler Liz Carroll with guitarist John Doyle from their disc In Play. Those were three reels, Rolling in the Barrel, The Laurel Tree, and O'Rourke's on Live and Local on FM 90.9. More of our interview with Liz Carroll in just a moment, and coming up around 12:25, 12:30 or so, a conversation with guitarist John Elder and some live performances from him. He'll be participating in a workshop at the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival on Saturday. Liz Carroll performing on Friday night twice at the festival at 7 o'clock and 9:30 in downtown Urbana. And let's continue that conversation from yesterday morning that I had with Liz here on Live and Local. Do you remember not having a fiddle attached to your chin?
Oh, boy, I haven't thought about it for a while. Well, you know what? We never started that early. I meet kids now, and let's say, you know, 15, 16 and all, and I'll say to them, well, when did you start? And they'll say, I was 2 or I was 3. And but back in the day when I started the violin, I mean, they wouldn't let you start at my school until you were 9. So I do remember it not being attached. But yeah, it's stunning now with the Suzuki method. When that came out, all of a sudden, kids could start very, very young, and it was all about learning by ear. Back when I was starting, like I say, they wouldn't let you start until they thought you had some sense, and they pretty much started you off with written music in front of you.
So that was what, about fourth grade?
Yeah, exactly.
So you just started in the course of the usual school system then, just playing?
Yeah, there was we had a band at our school. I was talking about this with somebody recently because times really have changed. At the time at my school, the girls were not allowed to be in the band. So you weren't, in fact, that didn't change until I was in eighth grade. So I took up the flute just so I could be in the darn thing. But there was definitely not too many schools that were in our Catholic schools on the south side of Chicago that would have had a violin teacher, but we were just lucky. The school that I was at, the same nun taught the piano and the violin. So it was pretty rare. And it was offered to us in fourth grade, and so there we go.
So when did you make the transition from violin to Irish fiddle?
Oh, it happened simultaneously. I was already playing my dad's accordion at home when I started the violin. And I knew tunes, and as soon as I got it, I was trying to find my tunes on this new instrument. So pretty simultaneously. But I must say, I really always appreciate the violin, the classical lessons that were kind of like, you know, the practice of not having a tune. You know, just play an A, start at the frog of your bow, move it to the tip. Now, you know, break it in half where you go, you know, you go halfway and stop. And all these exercises, I think, were a great help to anybody playing. So I meet loads of people that just played Irish music, just picked up a fiddle and learned that and always learned melodies. But I think it really helped to have the classical lessons, which just were about a lot of it about exercises. But it's really with the Irish music, I feel like if people were to say something about my playing, they might say she's got a good bow hand. And I think most of the playing is in the first position. And it's a funny kind of music. If the rhythm is really good, you can be kind of out of tune. You can be all kinds of different sounds, really. And your bow can even have a kind of a wacky, not great sound, but you can be very liked as a player. It's just the nature of the music that it can be that. It can run the gamut of people being very clean players, very good bow hands, to kind of rickety, crazy, almost out of tune sounding, and still a very liked player. So it can really, like I say, run the gamut.
Liz Carroll in conversation yesterday morning with me here on Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. Here's a sample from her disc called A Friend Indeed, which she made with pianist Marty Fahey. I'm not sure that he's actually appearing on this particular cut. We will find out in just a moment. Give it a listen. Fiddler Liz Carroll, and it sounded like another fiddler. I don't know if that's overdubbing or another fiddler. I don't have the original disc with me here, but she was performing with pianist Marty Fahey. Tunes called The Humors of Bandun and Planxty Mary O'Neill here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. We'll continue with our interview with Liz Carroll in just a moment. Our broadcast today is made possible in part by a grant from the Meredith Foundation, dedicated to supporting the musical arts in performance and presentation. Coming up, guitarist John Elder in our studio performing live. He will be giving a workshop along with a few other guitarists on Saturday at the first annual Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival. We had one of the other workshop participants on the show yesterday, and we'll hear from Mr. Elder, a different kind of playing. And he is going to be with Sam Payne, Roger Diggle, and of course yesterday we had Michael Kameen. That's at 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon in downtown Urbana. Liz Carroll performing tomorrow night twice in downtown Urbana at 7 o'clock at the Independent Media Center and then at 9:30 at the Iron Post. And I had this conversation yesterday with Liz Carroll, which we continue to hear now on Live and Local. I saw you perform once here at the Krannert Center in Urbana.
Wow, that's a few years ago.
Yeah, I've lost track, actually. As I remember, the Wrigley sisters were on that concert.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I had not heard of them before, and I enjoyed them very much as well.
Yeah.
And it was it's an interesting contrast, a bit of style sometimes, at least if that was typical of what you do. You seem to be a very still player, physically.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas some others, say, is it Natalie McMaster?
Yeah.
Is a totally different visual image.
Yes.
Is that something you
She's
worked on?
She's a lot smarter than I am.
She's what?
She's a lot smarter than I am.
Oh, she.
No, I love that she
show.
Can do all of that. Yeah. I kid around about the Cape Breton players because there's so many blonde fiddle players that dance and play at the same time and also play the piano. But she's brilliant. But she's a show, and she definitely is a show person as well as a fiddle player. And I don't know that I am that. I pretty much like to just hunker down and just play and never did think too much about that. I kid around and I'll say that I've perfected the sit-down method. and that's what I'm going to show you this evening. But yeah, she's great.
Yeah, well, I was just curious if that was a style that you just fell into, if it was a conscious decision that I'm going to really focus on this.
It's really what I saw growing up. I mean, everybody sat, and most people didn't perform anywhere, but you just sat in a session and you had your head down and you played. And the whole idea of performing, it didn't really occur to people for a very long time. But there's all kinds of Irish musicians now that are also, moving on the stage. And very happy to, because it's in them to do it. And
so in a way, if somebody buys a Liz Carroll CD, they may be missing a little less visually than they might. So you can buy
a
CD.
That's a very good way of putting it. But I'll tell you what, though. I've played in a band called the String Sisters for a good couple of years of that. We performed very infrequently, but Natalie was in that as well. There were six fiddle players, and it was representing Irish music and Cape Breton and Scottish and Shetland, Norwegian, Swedish, and just Natalie being next to me was a hoot because it made you move around.
So you were standing in that.
So we were standing, and yes. And we had a ball.
So did you let the hair fly?
Oh, the hair usually flies anyway. But you mean the hair of the bow or the hair of my head?
The hair of your head.
Yeah. The hair of my head is pretty still. Hers flies. All the bow's hairs fly. But yeah, very good question.
Well, whatever style you bring, you're bringing your own style. And people, I know anybody who knows anything about Irish music and sees your name on this folk festival schedule this weekend is going to be excited to have a chance to hear you.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, I'm usually looking forward to it. Like I say, it's great to be in state. I have a daughter in school down there, so and my son lives down there, so it'll be great to be down there.
Fiddler Liz Carroll. And down there means Champaign-Urbana. She's going to be in downtown Urbana tomorrow night, performing twice as part of the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival from 7 to 8 at the Independent Media Center and then from 9:30 to 10:30 at the Iron Post. The CU Folk and Roots Festival starts tomorrow night at 5 p.m. And continues until 1 a.m. Saturday, picks up again 9:30 in the morning on Saturday and continues until 1 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. Lots and lots of events going on, lots of different kinds of music, not only music, but also some arts exhibitions and so on, and a number of workshops and sings. And I can't even tell you all. If you want to look at it, go to cufolkandroots.org, or even better yet, just appear at the festival and wander around downtown Urbana. Things going on simultaneously, you're bound to catch something. Some of it is free. Some of it requires what they call a bracelet. You buy the bracelet, and it gets you into everything for the festival. And it is an incredible bargain, I will add to that. Here are Fiddler Liz Carroll with guitarist John Doyle from their disc called In Play. And these have wonderful names. A couple of hornpipes called The Man with One Kidney and The Spy Czar on FM 90.9's Live and Local. Thank you. And with apologies for the delay, we had a little technical problem getting ourselves hooked up in our studio over here. Had to move studios. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. And we just heard, about a minute ago now, The Man with One Kidney and The Spy Czar. Both of those are hornpipes composed by Liz Carroll, and she was the fiddler, John Doyle the guitarist. Liz Carroll will be down here with a different guitarist in Urbana at the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival Friday night. And also at that festival will be guitarist John Elder, who is with us in the studio right now. He's going to be one of four people given a guitar workshop. They're calling it Guitar Styles. And the others are Michael Kameen, Roger Diggle, and I'm losing my page and forgetting the fourth one.
I'm sorry, I'm not sure.
John's not sure either, but we heard yesterday the finger style guitar from Michael Kameen, and John brings with us this thing called Piedmont style finger picking. What does that mean?
Well, it's I suppose it's because I imitate when I began to play back in 1962. The folk revival was happening, and I went off to graduate school at Indiana University and ran across a bunch of folkies, and they introduced me to Doc Watson and people like that, and that's pretty much the style that I play. There are many folk styles based on the same kind of thing that I do, which is an alternating bass, that kind of thing. That's Freight Train, which folkies should recognize, and we lost Mary, Peter, Paul, and Mary just recently, as we were just saying. It's actually originally a tune that a woman named Elizabeth Cotton, who was a maid for the Seegers, who suddenly she was talking one day, and she noticed they were doing music, and she said, "Oh, I play the guitar," and she picked up the guitar and turned it over upside down. She played left-handed with the strings not changed upside down so that the treble strings were being played with her thumb and the bass strings were being played with her index finger.
And she played that tune.
And she played that tune, Freight Train, and it's copyrighted to her estate, although I understand there's legal squabbles over that in the past. But anyway, a great tune, and most of the things that I play are traditional. They may have a composer, but they're largely older tunes, traditional tunes, Piedmont blues, various things of that nature.
Well, I noticed compared to Michael yesterday, who would just use his fingers, you have a pick on your thumb.
I have a pick on my thumb. I use the fingernails on the I'm a three-finger finger picker. Doc Watson, who I originally got entranced by and listened to a lot of his music, he uses two fingers, thumb and index finger. And I think he generally had used the standard finger pick on that finger. But the traditional finger picker folks in the country generally use two fingers. I use three. It's a little more citified, version.
Well, does that make it citified? The number of fingers?
I don't know. Probably does. Yeah.
Well, let's hear a tune. What you got? I saw a long list you had with you.
Yeah, I do have a number of things I could play. I thought I might start with Freight Train. People know that tune. It's a real simple old tune. But and one of the things that I'd be doing in that workshop is I'll show people how to play that. There's a little pattern that goes like this. Thank you. I've been playing a while, so I don't play that pattern anymore. But I'll show people how to do that. Freight train, runs so fast. Freight train, runs so fast now. Please don't tell my train I'm on, so they won't know which way I've gone. Now when I'm in my death and in my grave, no more good times will I crave. Place the stones at my head and feet and tell them all that I've gone to sleep. When I die, Lord, bury me deep, way down on old Chestnut Street, so I can hear old number nine as she comes rolling by. Freight train, run so fast. Freight train, run so fast now. Please don't tell what train I'm on, so they won't know what route I've gone.
I found myself getting choked up during a lot of that because I grew up on Peter, Paul, and Mary. My mom had all these LPs, and we used to listen to all those, and I just loved their sound. And, excuse me, and just acquired, probably a year ago, a nice CD collection of all their stuff, and they had a documentary with the current Peter, Paul, and Mary, of course, much older, and I really enjoyed that. And as you mentioned earlier, we just lost Mary Travers. Just was it last week already? And I always loved that song. And as soon as you started going, I mean, there's a nice emotional quality in your playing.
Oh, well, thank you.
Which I appreciate. And your singing. I didn't know if you were going to sing on the show or not, and there you are.
There I are. Yes.
So you said you got started in, let me say for listeners just tuning in that this is Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly, and we're talking with and listening to John Elder, who is going to be participating in a workshop called Guitar Styles with Roger Diggle. John Elder. Sam Payne was the guy I couldn't think of before. Michael Kameen. That's from 1 until 2 on Saturday at the Community Center for the Arts in downtown Urbana. Everything for the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival is at one place or another in downtown Urbana. It starts tomorrow night at 5 and then runs all day on Saturday, and lots of things going on at once. Are you doing anything solo at the festival, or just doing the workshop?
I'm hosting an open mic at Heartland Gallery, I think right at 1 or maybe after that. I'm not sure, maybe after the workshop thing. But I'm not doing a solo performance, no.
But you'll, I'd really like to hear a solo performance now that you're here. I'm really enjoying
we'll
your
do
playing.
Something then.
Yeah. What's our next one?
Well, I'll do the Deep River Blues. That's, stole that from Doc Watson, who stole it from the Delmore Brothers, I think?
All these folkies are real criminals, just stealing
we
from each other.
We steal everything you possibly can. The Deep River Blues can be played with that same little pattern that I was showing. But I don't play it that way. I play it this way. Yeah, I started playing back in 62 and I got out of college, you see, and started playing these things. Thank you.
Let it rain, let it pour, let it rain a whole lot more, because I've got them deep river blues. Let the rain drive along, now let the waves sweep along, because I've got them deep river blues. Now my old gal, she's a good old pal, she walks like a waterfowl, and I've got them deep river blues. Ain't no one to cry for me, and the fish, they go out on a spree when I've got them deep river blues. I said, let it rain, let it pour, let it rain a whole lot more, because I've got them deep river blues. Let the rain drive along, now let the waves sweep along, because I've got them deep river blues. Says, give me back my old boat, cause I'm gonna sail if she'll float, cause I've got them deep river blues, baby. I'm going back to Muscle Shoals, cause times are better there, I'm told. Recession song, deep river blues. Let it rain, let it pour, let it rain a whole lot more, because I've got them deep river blues. Let the rain drive along, now let the waves sweep along, I've got them deep river blues. If my boat sinks with me, I'll go down, don't you see me, cause I've got them deep river blues, you know that. I'm going down to say goodbye, and if I sink, just let me die, I've got them deep river blues. Let it rain, let it pour, let it rain a whole lot more, because I've got the river blues. Let the rain drive along, now let the waves sleep along, because I've got them deep river blues. I do, I do.
John Elder on Live and Local. That was a lot of fun. Have you ever done this? Have you ever done this guitar picking thing professionally, or have you just always been doing something?
Well,
else?
I've been paid $75 once, but or twice. But
that's it.
That's it. No,
it's an awful lot of fun to listen to. You're a lawyer in real life.
That's right. I'm a lawyer in Champaign. I'm a solo practitioner. There's another John Elder who's a lawyer here in Champaign. He's over at Meyer Capel on Church Street.
And no relation.
No relation. Never have. I'm from Wichita, Kansas originally, although I was born in New Orleans. I guess that makes me musical, right?
Oh, well, absolutely. Yeah. It makes you a gourmet, too, doesn't it?
I'd like to think so. I just can't afford it. Yeah.
Yeah. Believe so me. You don't strike me as being a ruthless lawyer.
No, I'm not. Yeah. I try not to be anyway. At least.
What's your particular specialty, if you have one?
I practiced in Charleston for a long time. I started being a lawyer in 73 and state's attorney, and then I opened my own office down there. And then I got divorced and married somebody up here and moved my office up here about 15 years ago or so. So I've been up here. I do divorces, bankruptcies, some traffic cases and criminal cases because of my expertise left over from the state's attorney's office long ago.
You've been doing this for a long time. So, do you just go out and play at festivals?
Occasionally,
I played at
the Iron Post a couple, three times. I've played for a long time. I played in Charleston a lot, and just didn't get into the club scene up here very much. And then I was in the Woody Guthrie musical, Woody Guthrie's American Song, that Station Theater put on here 2.5 years ago or so. And that was very popular, and I said, oh, well, I just did like one tune or was part of the cast on that, but I said, oh, golly, there are a lot of people who like this sort of thing. And then I started playing out and getting in touch with people. And so I've done it a number of times, and I'm going to try to do that some more.
So that was how long ago that you did that show?
I'm sorry?
That was about how long ago?
About
2.5 years
ago that show was. I was in another show over at Parkland before that, the Man of La Mancha. But,
so, So you just started playing out then?
I played out in Charleston occasionally, but not very locally. Often.
Yeah. Wow. Well, but I have to do it more often.
I intend to
hang out right next to your lawyer shingle.
Yeah. Musician. Yes.
Yeah. Whatever you want to call yourself. John Elder here on Live and Local. Support for today's programs come in part from the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival, September 25th and 26th in and around downtown Urbana. The festival features over 70 artists performing blues, jazz, old time, Cajun, bluegrass, and Irish music with storytelling and more. Schedules and information at cufolkandroots.org. And we will have some other participants in the festival on tomorrow's Live and Local from noon to 1. We'll have Dennis Stromat and Creole Stomp, or at least part of that band, Cajun group. That should be a lot of fun. It'll be our first Cajun music in this studio. Yeah. And then a bit from storyteller Kim Sheehan. There's going to be a number of storytellers participating in the festival, and I've not met her. Looking forward to that. That'll be from 12 to 1 tomorrow, right here, live on Live and Local, your connection to local music and more. Coming up at around 1 o'clock, I'll give you a weather forecast at a minute past news headlines. And at 106, Julie Amacher has more classical music for you. But right now, we have a little more of John Elder. What's next on your long playlist?
Well, let's see. How about Fool's Paradise? We've all felt like me, yeah. Working on one of those occasionally. It's a Jesse Fuller tune. Again, not a unknown composer folk kind of tune. So Jesse Fuller, San Francisco. You remember, the San Francisco blues was his tune, and this is one that he called Fool's Paradise. It's a really nice little tune. Well, I've been thinking, this life I live, it's a wonder, baby, it's a wonder I ain't dead. Drinking and gambling, Lord, and staying out all night, living in a fool's paradise. As my mother told, yes, my father, he said it too. He said, now, son, it's gonna catch up to you. Drinking and gambling, Lord, and staying out all night. Living in a fool's paradise. Now I've learned my lesson. Like all these fools we've all met, I learned some things in my life, Lord, I'll never forget. My mother told me, Lord, my father, he said it right. He said, son, yes, you're ruining your life. Drinking and gambling, Lord, and staying out all night. Living in a fool's paradise. My mother told me, Lord, my father, he wrote it down. He said, son, you're gonna end up 6 feet underground. Drinking and gambling, Lord, and staying out all night. You wouldn't do that, would you? Living in a fool's paradise. I learned my lesson. Like all these fools we've all met, I learned some things in my life that, Lord, I wish I could forget. My mother told me, Lord, my dad, he said it too. He said, son, it's gonna catch up to you.
living and staying out all night, living in that fool's paradise. Yes, living in a fool's paradise.
Something like that.
Something like that. John Elder here on FM 90.9. So you said a bit ago that you got remarried and moved up to Champaign from Charleston. Was it a requirement in your spouse that she be able to listen to this all day long when you're sitting at home? I can just imagine you like sitting around the house and you got that guitar on your lap and going through songs. Is that what happens?
Well, sometimes, yeah. not all the time, no.
Is she a musician at all?
No, she does. She sings some and has played some instruments from time to time, but she doesn't play now.
Well, that makes her a musician. Makes her musical, and she appreciates what...
He's very musical and loves music.
Yes. She appreciates what you do, then.
Yes, she tells me she does.
Well, I would think that would have to be a requirement. John Elder is going to be doing a workshop with a few other guitarists on Saturday from 1 to 2. 12 to 1, sorry, at the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival. And he's hosting an open mic along with John McMahon. And here's the answer to your question. You're going to be at the Heartland Gallery from 1 until 5 on Saturday.
1 until 5, doing various things, I guess. Golly gee.
Well, okay. It says here, if you're a performer, bring your instrument and be ready to perform for an attentive audience.
Well, I'll be attentive.
There's lots of musical workshops people can participate in. There's a community sing with Amazon, a community drum circle with Bolokata Konde, a song circle with Jan Kalmar, banjo styles workshop, guitar styles workshop, which is the one you're doing, a mountain dulcimer workshop, singer-songwriter showcase, et cetera, et cetera. Go to cufolkandroots.org and get the whole lowdown. It all starts Friday night. And
it should be a very nice show, and they've got some very, very good, the lineup of the regular performers in the evening is very good, too.
Oh, it's pretty incredible, incredible, and I can't even begin to go through it all. We've probably got time for one more tune here on Live
and
Local.
Okay, how about something kind of gentle, with kind of a major seventh chord. Now we're into the modern world here, but it's a very old tune. The summertime is coming, and the leaves are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme all blooms around the blooming heather. Will ye go, lassie, go, and we'll all go together to pull wild mountain thyme all around the blooming heather. Will ye go, lassie, go? I'll build my love a bower by some clear crystal fountain, and over it I'll plant all the flowers of the mountain. Will ye go, lassie, go? If my true love won't go, then I'll surely find another to pull wild mountain thyme all around the blooming heather. Will ye go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to pull wild mountain thyme all around the blooming heather. Will ye go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together
to pull wild mountain thyme all around the blooming heather. Lassie, go.
And that tune again was called?
That's called Wild Mountain
Wild
Time.
Wild Mountain Time.
T-H-Y-M-E.
I was thinking that it was either that or something about the heather. And I love that song. It was a beautiful song,
yeah,
really beautifully sung.
Yeah, it's been recorded all kinds of different ways. John Baez recorded it as a kind of a thing like that, almost with a kind of an Indian sort of beat behind it.
Well, I know guitarist Scott Tennant with the Los Angeles Guitar Quartet. He has a disc, I believe that's the name of the disc.
Oh, really?
And I presume that tune is on there.
Could well be, yeah. It's a lovely, very old tune. Scottish, I think.
Yeah, guitarist John Elder, you have quite an emotional quality in your voice. I know I said that before, but it really came through
that
again.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming on the show.
Well, I appreciate being here, and I hope lots of people come out to the Folk and Roots Festival.
Well, I certainly hope so, too, and I know that they hope so. The weather forecast is not great, but they have emphasized that the festival happens rain or shine. Many of the things are inside anyway,
mm-hmm.
and many of the things that aren't can be moved inside. And you can just wander around with your umbrella if it's required.
Yeah. Well, I understand that if it does rain, and I hear that it is going to rain on Saturday.
Well, at least a little bit.
They'll move into that covered parking lot there next to the courthouse.
Yeah.
The outside prepared. Things will be in there, so it will be easy for the people who want to be on the outside and some displays and things like that to continue.
Sounds like they got it taken care of.
I hope so.
John Elder participating in the Guitar Styles Workshop on Saturday, co-hosting an open mic on Saturday. Lots going on Friday night and all day Saturday, the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly.